Psalm number 2 has been read tonight, and that's the psalm for our thoughts tonight. I know time is well through, and the chief, as the Reverend McRae called him, has said this meeting has to be over at 8:15. So I hope and pray that the Lord will help me to condense this message and to leave out the introduction and lots of notes, and just to be able to say a few things. Now, the important verses for our thoughts tonight are verses 10, 11, and 12, and we'll just read them together. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And we'll bow for a word of prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the house of God. Thank you for a house that has been dedicated to Jehovah for the preaching of the gospel. And we thank you for the gospel. Thank you that it is a gospel of power. Thank you that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And O God, our Heavenly Father, thank you that this is your house. And thank you that you dwell here in the midst of your people. And we pray that your presence will continue to be felt. Thank you for the word of testimony. Thank you for the singing of the hymns. And Lord, we pray that you would linger among us as we look to your word. We pray that you will speak to us. We pray that you will challenge us. Because, Lord, man cannot create one anxious thought. Salvation is of the Lord. Remember prayer that has been offered for this meeting, and for those gathered here tonight. Some have been prayed for years, and they are still unsaved. After all the Spirit's pleading, after all his tender leading to redeem their soul from loss, after all of Calvary's cross to redeem their soul from loss, they are still unsaved. Lord, we pray that you would challenge us tonight. And we ask that not only will there be a challenge, but there will be a conversion, and there will be salvation that will be secured by some individual tonight. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Lord, help this speaker. Thou knowest how puny and how weak he is of himself. But thank you that tonight we're depending on God, and you have promised that you'll never leave us, and you'll never forsake us, and your word shall not return unto you void. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, as I have said, the important verses are verses 10, 11, and 12. And this psalm is a messianic psalm, but that's as far as I can go tonight, as far as the introduction is concerned. We will look, first of all, at God's appeal to the world. God's appeal to the world. He says in verse 10, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. And wise men heed the instruction of their God. Jesus said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man that built his house upon the rock. And I wonder in this meeting tonight, have you heeded the instructions of Jehovah, your Creator, your King, your God who made you, the one on whom ye live and move? And have you your being? Be wise, be instructed. And then he says in verse 11, serve the Lord with fear. And so he would be saying, stop serving the devil, because that's the one who fallen man serves. He serves himself and he serves the devil. He lives after the lusts of the flesh. And the message of God's word is a message of repentance. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. God would say tonight, serve the Lord. Stop serving the devil. God would say to the world, serve the Lord. And then he says, also in verse 11, rejoice with trembling. And so we're to rejoice tonight. You're to begin to rejoice in what God has done for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalmist said, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And whenever you find salvation, then you will have a new song to sing. I always remember my father's testimony. He said, I never heard this program, but he said when he was a young fellow, there used to be this program on, or this radio station on, radio program, maybe some of you remember it. It was called Housewife's Choice, and it was all about the songs of the world. But whenever Daddy got saved, he testifies that he no longer listened to it because his song had changed. And then God says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. Kiss the Son. Give Christ his rightful place. That's the message of Jehovah. Make him your King and your Lord and your Savior. It's God's appeal to the world. It is a kiss of recognition who he is. It's very important tonight what we think of Jesus Christ. It's very important that we recognize that he is the Messiah, that he is the Son of the living God. And Jesus asked Peter, whom do men say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Friend, tonight have you recognized that Jesus Christ is the Messiah? He's the God-man. He's the Savior that God sent into the world to save sinners. Not only is it a kiss of recognition, but it is a kiss of acknowledgement of who you are. It is a kiss of acknowledgement that you are a sinner and that you are his subject. You are a created being and he is the creator. And you're a sinner and you're bowing your knee before him in acknowledgement. And then it is also a kiss of acceptance, to accept him as your Savior, to wash you in his precious blood, to hide thee in his wounds. As the hymn writer said, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. But you know, tonight you can personalize this. Yes, this is God's appeal to the world, but it's also God's appeal to you in this meeting tonight. You can take it personally because God is interested in you tonight personally. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 3 and 4, we read that God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And although it is God's will that all men be saved, it is not God's decree that all men be saved. But it is God's decree that as many as will kiss his Son, as many as will trust his Son, as many as will bow the knee before him and acknowledge him and receive him and turn from their sins, all these will be saved. And friend, take it personally tonight. God is interested in you. The whosoever will may come. Charles Wesley wrote these words, come sinners to the gospel feast. Let every one be Jesus' guest. Ye need not one be left behind. For God hath bidden all mankind. Sent by our Lord on thee we call. This invitation is to all. Come one and all, come sinner thou. All things in Christ are ready now. Come every soul by sin oppressed. Ye weary wanderers seeking rest. Ye poor and maimed. Ye halt and blind. In Christ a hearty welcome find. I wonder tonight, do you still hear God's appeal to your heart tonight? His appeal, be wise, be instructed, serve the Lord, repent, rejoice, kiss the Son. The New Testament equivalent would be, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Do you still hear God's appeal? Do you hear Jesus knocking on your door? You know, as you get older, the Bible says that we are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. God's voice gets duller. It gets more difficult to repent. It gets more difficult to find Christ the further you go on in sin. A little child can find Christ so easily, but a man hardened in sin, he may not even find Christ at all. And yet the vilest offender who truly believes that moment on Jesus, a pardon receives. Now, we'll have to miss out a few points. Just very quickly, I want to say, and I want to cover the reason for the appeal. There is the person of the appeal, of course. We've mentioned a little of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a lot more down, because Christ is the chief subject of the sacred book. He is the one the scriptures are all about. Wesley said he's the chief subject of the sacred book. He fillest all, and he alone. And we've covered a little about the person of the appeal, but we have the reason for the appeal. Verse 12, he says, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his anger is kindled but a little. God appeals to this world, because if they won't be reconciled to God, then they will perish. They will be destroyed. Man is in great danger, and God is concerned about that, because God did not make man for hell. And God does not want you to perish tonight. He doesn't want you to go to hell. Why is it that when men are told they are ill and their life is in danger, they will haste to the physician, or tell them that their title deeds are in danger, and they will consult their solicitor? How often have you been told that your soul is in danger, and yet you have done nothing about it? And if you continue on until you find yourself in hell, then you will be unable to do anything about it. A little boy asked his father one day, "Daddy, have you insured your soul?" "I heard Uncle George say that you had insured your home, you had insured your life, but he thought you had forgotten to insure your soul. Won't you insure it right now, Daddy?" And this story finishes a happy one, because that was the result in that father coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And then lastly, we notice the prospects of the appeal, because the last words of this psalm close in this manner: blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Do you ever think tonight about what you will gain by being reconciled to God? Yes, people think about what they're going to lose. Satan tells them they're going to lose joy, and they're going to lose life, and they're going to be miserable for the rest of their lives. But friend, the miseries of life are for those who remain in their sin. We see lots of misery. We see lots of misery amongst the young in this town. We read much of it in the paper. Friend, man without Christ is miserable. Jesus has not come to make men miserable. Jesus said, "I am come that ye might have life, and that ye might have it more abundantly." The prospects of this appeal are blessedness, In Romans 8 and verse 32, it tells us, "He that spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" In Psalm 32, verse 1, it says, "Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." You know, there's no greater blessing than to be able to lay your head in the pillow at night, to know that you have peace with God, to know that your sins are forgiven, to know that you'll never be in hell. That's the greatest blessing. Psalm 144 and verse 15, it says, "Blessed is the people whose God the Lord is." Tell me tonight, is God your Lord? Have you made him your Lord? You're not waiting on God to save you. God is waiting on you to come to him as a sinner and to carry out the repentance that he will give. Christ has come to bless men's lives, not to spoil them. And so God appeals to you tonight in this meeting. He appeals to the world. In Psalm number 2, he appeals to you tonight to secure salvation, to make sure that you get into the kingdom of God. And friend, if you're going to get into the kingdom of God, you need to make sure. You make sure through repentance and faith. He's waiting for you. He's waiting tenderly. He's waiting longingly. And he's waiting tonight. We're going to turn to our closing hymn. It's number 292. A great old hymn. I remember singing as a boy before I was saved. "Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Into thy freedom, gladless and light, Jesus, I come to thee." I'm going to sing number 292, and we'll just sing the whole hymn together, and we'll stand to sing. Foster will close in prayer.
I'll just bow for a moment's prayer. Our loving God, our Father in heaven, we want to thank thee for thy presence here tonight. We want to thank thee for the help that you've given to each one that taken part. We thank thee for thy word that has been, Lord, testified and sang, and especially in the preaching of thy word. And Father, we thank thee for the promise of thy word that goeth forth out of thy mouth, that it shall not return unto thee void, but it shall accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing to where you have sent it. And Lord, we claim that promise tonight, that Lord, precious souls in this meeting are listening across the airwaves, that tonight, O God, they would close in with Christ's offer of salvation. They, O God, would repent of their sin, and, O God, trust thee as Saviour. For the backslider, O God, we pray tonight again that they, O God, would cry unto thee, for that thou would restore to them the joy of thy salvation. We pray, Father, that if there be an anxious soul in this place, that, O God, they will even now bow their heart and head before the Lord, and, Lord, cry unto thee and say, Lord, save me, the sinner. We thank you, Lord, thy promise is that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank you, for we have proved that in our own lives. And we pray, Lord, that if there be one that would want to speak to someone this night, Lord, that we might show them from the Scriptures how they might be saved or how they can be assured of their salvation, that, Lord, thou will bring them, O God, to speak to someone tonight, Lord. We thank you again for your presence with us, and thank you for the privilege it is to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hear and answer prayer for me, and ask now that you'll separate us with your blessing, take us home to our homes in safety, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.